Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murondoy.
Murondoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murondoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murondoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murondoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy. Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas. Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
When we were last in Murondoy, the village council was reviewing the outcome of their public meeting. Sunny accused Ignatius of being the intellectual author of the disruption of the meeting. Ignatius denied this and threatened to sue the council. He and Coretta then stormed out of the meeting and headed over to Shelley's house, where Ignatius pointed his gun at her and demanded she return the $10,000 Coretta had paid her as hush money. Coretta became upset and told him she would have no part of such violence. As we return, Auntie Myrtle is at Catalina's home.
The Lord's my shepherd, I not want. He maketh me to lie. In pastures green, he leadeth me. The silent waters by.
Wait to see that as well.
How did you get into this house?
The front door, the open door.
What do you want?
Obviously, it's Catalina come to.
She's not home.
Somebody there, Auntie Martha? Oh, hi, Shelley.
You auntie just tell me you ain't home.
Auntie, you know I come back.
Catalina, what did I tell you about keeping certain company?
Auntie, please. Look, don't let's go there again.
You are now a part of the village council, and you ought to be mindful of the company you keep.
You know, all kind of people vote for me, right?
That doesn't mean you must associate yourself with loose and uncouth women.
Catalina, talk to your auntie. Because I won't think twice attention with them rock of ages, old fractures that we're in and a bald spot.
Shelley, this is the kind of company you insist on keeping. I'm going to my room to pray, offer prayers for you, my niece. I pray that the good Lord guides you to delete these people from your life.
Shelley, why you disrespect auntie?
Yeah, but it's okay if she disrespect me.
But you know there's our auntie stay.
You know, she'll stay my foot. Is this why I don't want to come at your house?
So we'll bring you.
Never mind. And complain to Sonny instead.
Shelly, wait.
No, sorry.
Shelly, come the man. Look, I got two beers we could drink.
Wait, the Kavaka might allow you for got beers in this house?
Shh. I had to hide it at the back of the fridge in a black plastic bag.
I want to see the body who can make me uncomfortable in me own house.
Ignatius pull a gun on you?
He did. Even after I gave back Coretta the $10,000.
Are you sure it's a real gun?
He see he got a license for it.
I'm hearing? Catalina, if a man pull a gun on her, what stops him from following her here?
Huh? Auntie Myrtle, it's not like that.
No man would pull a gun on a woman of good character. Oh, how you make your bed is so you lie in it.
Ignatius should come here and shoot
Shelley,
you.
Stop it.
Let her disrespect me. She's your friend after all.
Look, I'm going to get dressed, Shelley. We can go over by the village chairman.
You are taking her to the village chairman's house dressed like that? That man has a decent wife and I'm sure she'll be appalled.
Auntie Myrtle, please. Shelley, I can be right back.
Lady, don't watch me.
I pity you.
No, I pity you. Lack of sex is a terrible thing.
Excuse me?
If you had an old man rocking your old bones on a regular, you won't be so miserable.
Catalina!
I bet the last time you had sex is 1929.
Catalina!
Oh, Father, I can't leave you for 5 seconds.
Once again, she insulted me. Insinuating that engaging in lust like she does on a regular would somehow change my personality.
What?
I like the issues that you need a little action.
Mark my words. I will see the day you come to an end.
And now she's putting a curse on me.
Look, Shelley, go outside and wait. Wait till I finish dressing.
Gladly. I need a smoke. And before I have a puff my cigarette smoke in your miserable auntie face, it's better I go in the yard.
Your friend, eh?
Aye.
Catalina. You sure if it's safe coming by this man house?
So you don't want the village chairman to know that a council pull a gun on you?
As long as this man's wife is such a dog's pound or something, because we all know that you're in love with your husband.
I am not in love with James.
And this is my real hair. All three bundles, 24 inches. I'm half Brazilian.
Whoever. And besides, June will be at the health center this time. And it's not like the clinic is a secret meeting place. People from all over just bring their animals to the clinic.
And what animal are you taking today?
You got a mirror?
Yeah, of course.
Take it out. Look at it, and you'll see the animal. Yes.
Oh, Oh, God, it's a good one. It's a good one, friend. I walked straight into the...
Mm-hmm. Now, you got to be serious when you're telling the man the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right.
Come in.
Yeah, so threaten that if I tell anybody, we ain't gonna do to me.
This is totally unacceptable. Ignatius has crossed the line now.
And it's 2 nights now me sleeping.
More and more this man's showing us that he ain't got no place on the village council. What will people say when they hear a council pull a gun on a villager?
Exactly. Shelley, we will deal with it. Ignatius will not get away with this. And you have nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, I'm gonna send a guard to my house.
No. But we will deal with Mr. Thomas.
Yeah, I know he could very well show up at my house and shoot me, right? Because of what I do for a living, nobody can really care.
Trust me. Ignatius has a big mouth and that's it. His threats mean nothing.
Well, if I end up dead, use the first person I come in a hand.
All right, it won't come to all of the shelly.
All right, if you say so. Can I use the toilet, please, Mr. Chairman?
Door to the left.
Yeah, I'll excuse me.
Can you believe Ignatius?
He has got out of hand. We have to put a stop to this.
Definitely.
Thank you for bringing Shelley.
Oh, well, I thought it was the right thing to do.
It was.
I hope us being here ain't cause no problem, though.
No. Why would it be a problem?
Well, I know you said that somebody sent your wife a letter.
Well, we all know that Ignatius was behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for snapping at you.
Yeah.
So, how have you been?
Well, I can't really complain, you know. I might be getting married in December.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My fiancé say he coming.
Well, I guess congratulations are in order.
Thank you.
Shelley's taking awfully long.
Yeah. It's been like about 50 minutes. Let's check on Shelley.
Before you do that.
Yeah?
Can we just forget about that whole incident and just be friends?
Yeah.
Some of the things I did might have given you the impression that I was interested in you, and don't get me wrong, I see that you are an attractive woman, but I can't betray my wife like that again. You do understand.
I do. Don't worry about it. Friends?
Great.
Phew! Oh, Lord, I tell you, there gotta be an old cow but she sell me there, cause it...
Shelley! Oh, gosh!
Mr. Williams, I'm sorry, but I did as much as I could do with the air freshener.
Okay.
We can head out now. Come on, Shelley.
Thanks again. We will deal with Mr. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Mr. Chairman.
Shelley, how could you be so embarrassing?
Edward.
You couldn't wait there, Richard?
I realize I was giving you time, James.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I see how you're looking at him. Catalina, you love the man, and ain't nothing you say could convince me otherwise.
Look, I don't know what you're talking about. I am getting married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the third time. Until now, it can't happen. I think the big man upon stupidness. He just got you looking like a fool every time you plan a wedding and he ain't show up.
Well, he's still faithfully sending me $500 every month.
Guilt money. I bet my last dollar. He and his wife in divorce, or he living with another woman.
Man. Whatever, man.
What you need to do is go and get yourself a visa and surprise it.
Look, I got him home.
I'm serious, you know. Don't have no man got you looking like a fool.
Well, thank you for not bringing back that awful woman here. Are you okay, Catalina?
Auntie, I want to ask you something.
What?
You ever been in love?
Yes, as a matter of fact. A few times.
How do you fall out of love?
Why would you want to fall out of love with your fiancé? He did something wrong?
Never mind. I'm going to lie down.
Catalina, you know you can talk to me about anything. Anything at all.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry and Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.